We're going to take a look now at one of Dubai's more ambitious new buildings, the Rosemont Hotel and Residences. We're joined by Dr. DJ Amin, who is the managing partner at Zess Architects, the architectural firm behind it. Good morning. Thanks for joining us, DJ.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
The specs of some of the things you're going to include in the Rosemont Hotel and Residences is pretty amazing. It's going to have a 75,000 square foot rainforest, a man-made beach, laser tag, a trampoline park, a digital underwater world, robot luggage handlers, and more. But I think the question that everyone needs to know this morning is, will there be dinosaurs?
Yes, it will be dinosaurs in the rainforest as an entertainment, and they would be robotic dinosaurs.
Because I looked at the artist's impressions, and there was two brontosauri, I was reliably informed by a five-year-old. How many dinosaurs will you have?
Well, we have at different locations. We will decide when the project is almost completed, where to put them, because at this moment it's hypothetical, the locations. I would like to walk the rainforest and find out where would be the best location to locate them.
Okay, well, let's talk about this rainforest. 75,000 square foot. It's going to be very humid, but you're not going to get wet in it. Tell me how that actually works.
The whole concept of this building was our client's vision to have a family year-round entertainment center. And we, because we have a very harsh summer during Dubai time in Dubai, we created this rainforest. The idea is that we will have trees, all very dense, and we will have the water, condensation water, recycled water from the tower coming down and spray mist throughout the rainforest to cool it down to be able to be used during summertime. You're not going to get wet. We will try to to locate these mist as much as possible.
Is the rainforest inside or outside?
No, it's outside. It's outside. It's on the podium roof.
Now, a lot of people listening to this, somewhere between the robot luggage handlers, the rainforests, and the dinosaurs,
right,
are going to be thinking, hang on, I'm getting flashbacks to 2006, when we saw a lot of, the more imaginative, the more inventive projects being touted around the place and then not built. Can you give me the sort of the rational, sensible business case for this building?
We have done our homework as far as the budget is concerned, and we have incorporated all these items, and these are must for our projects, and it will happen. This has been requested by our client. We've enhanced those requests, and we will have them. I mean, it had been advertised all over the world, this project, and we will have them for sure.
And the client is?
The client, unfortunately, I cannot reveal his name, but he's a royal Saudi client, basically.
How much is the whole project costing?
At this moment, estimated at 1.1 billion dirhams.
And we're going to have service departments are there, we're going to have hotel rooms. Have we done estimations of how long it will take for the building to pay for itself?
Yes, we have. We have done it's about any other projects that we have because we believe that this hotel would be, occupancy would be higher than the other ones because of the entertainment that we have and because of the features that we have. And it's 5 to 7 years, basically.
Okay, we got an idea about average room rate?
At this moment, no, because this building will be Hilton under Courier Collection will operate this. And they have done a cash flow projection, which has been very conservative, but we believe that would be higher than those.
Okay. How sustainable is this building? I mean, you mentioned recycled water there when you were talking about the rainforest. And, of course, now all buildings are going to have to meet our new green building codes.
Correct.
So I'm assuming that this one does. How does it do that?
We will go beyond the new regulations in Dubai. Zass is a LEED certified We are LEED certified, and we will make sure it's above silver.
Okay. Tell me the kind of things you're going to do to make that happen, though, because that involves recycled materials, doesn't it? It involves the way that you build and what you build with. What will you be using?
Well, it's basically all about energy saving, which is the big topic all over the world, specifically Dubai, with the summer where we have. And we will make sure that this building mechanically is a mechanical electro system, and plus the architectural components of it will save as much as energy possible. We might use technologies in the glass, basically, technologies in other part of the building that will reduce the energy.
Talk to me about these robotic luggage handlers.
Right.
A, you're putting people out of work. Why robotic? How do they work? Is it been proven to work somewhere?
Yes, it has been proven, actually. The first one is in New York in a hotel. And it's basically, we're not going to put people out of work. It's an attraction at the... when the guests arrive at the what we call upper ground floor lobby, and their luggage would be, they will see through a glass that how their luggage is being picked up and put in the...
I see. These are not robots that are actually going to carry
the
luggage.
No. This is an arm, robotic arm.
Okay, right. Rather like in an airport, a modern airport.
Correct.
Yeah.
So conveyor belty.
Yes.
No, it's a robotic arm.
Okay. I have other questions while we're ticking off what the list of specs. You've got a man-made sandless beach. What is the difference between a sandless beach and a swimming pool?
Well, because this podium and the beach is located at a higher level, we cannot use sand because of the air movement and the wind. So we have tried to imitate sand to create a beach at the pool and the podium level.
What are you imitating it with? What are you using?
Well, there's certain type of material that we're investigating at this moment, and we have not decided which exactly we're going to use, but definitely there are different specs available.
Is the problem with sand high up that it would just go everywhere?
Exactly.
So you're going to use something presumably that's heavier, denser?
Yes. It would be, there are different techniques, basically. Either we will put them on a mat, it will be compact them, maybe we glue them together. So we're investigating that for sure.
Okay, prehistoric marsh.
Prehistoric marsh?
I was looking at your artist's impression. There's a prehistoric inspired marsh. I presume this is in the rainforest, and that
yes.
This is where the brontosauri hang out.
Yes. It is not a prehistoric marsh. It's a. We would like to create as much shade as possible to make the... it's a splash pool, basically. It's not very deep pool. To make it look like a marsh, but kids can play in it and have a fun around it rather than have an open space. They can go around it. It's being supervised, of course, and with a family, so they can enjoy a rainforest environment in the water.
Okay. What are you doing with robotics beyond the luggage handlers? I understand that there's going to be quite a lot of technology in the hotel. What else can you tell us about what you're
well,
using?
Advanced technology is one of the features of this building. And as you know, the technology changes every month or every day. At this moment, you mentioned underwater world. Now, these are the, I would say, 4D images that we will project at the arrival and drop-off area. You will have different type of projection in the ceiling. We will have technology keyless entries to the room, and many other features that would enhance guest experience, and they can use their mobile phone or smartphone for order food or do any other activities that they're doing.
Talking about this new hotel and residences, which will include a rainforest, a man-made beach, and many other goodies. A couple of questions that people are asking you. Someone wants to know where the plants in your rainforest are going to come from.
Well, we are doing our research, and we would like to use as much as possible the native plants, which growing in Dubai in desert and in UAE would require less water.
You mentioned there that the owner of the hotel and residences was Saudi national?
Saudi royal, yes.
Is all the money coming from one source?
Correct.
So it's fully funded?
Fully funded.
I just wanted to ask, you're going to get desert plants in, so it's not really a rainforest, is it?
Well, the rainforest is a notion that we would like to use. It's being used that is provide canopy, tree canopies that you provide as much as shade possible. We will have some plants that look like rainforest, but the bigger trees, bigger canopies will be used for native.
Yes. When I think rainforest, I do think tall trees. How tall is the tallest one going to be?
Oh, it's not going to be very tall because we have restrictions. It's going to be because our first hotel level above the podium is about 8 meters high. So we're going to go up to 6 meters.
How hard is it to get trees and plant trees up there?
I don't think it will be very hard because we have a lot of equipment and cranes.
And you're due to open towards the end of 2018. Are
Correct.
You on schedule?
We are on schedule so far, yes.
Okay, so you're planning to actually hit that date then?
Correct.
Okay, last question. Someone asking, is the rainforest air conditioned?
No, it's outdoor. You will have mist coming and it's outdoor.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Dr. DJ Armin, Managing
Partner. Thank you very
much. Zass Architects, you can hear both halves of that interview shortly on our website, DubaiEye1038.com.